It's now 8:08 on Connect FM and on this Monday morning connection. Jody August, the director of the Dubois Chamber of Commerce, is here, as she is most Mondays. Hi, Jody.
Hi, Dan. And I'm here on time this week.
You are.
Last week, I was really a few minutes late.
it's fine, as long as you get here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. It's been a wonderful morning so far. I walked the walkway, the sun's shining, I'm ready for the week, and it's a holiday week.
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty nice week weather-wise.
Very.
Flirting with the 60-degree mark, so.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot. So I like the sunshine, and I like the 60-degree weather, too. It's ideal for being outside. But we have a busy couple weeks coming up at the Chamber, as we normally do. Our deadline is this Thursday for our nonprofit networkers meeting that we're hosting on Wednesday, April 3rd. That would be next week, the week after Easter. Nonprofit networkers used to meet, pre-pandemic. And it was nice for all of us to be able to get together, share what our services are, what we do, how we can help each other. And we haven't had a meeting like this in a couple years. So I do have almost 30 reservations so far. And so if you work for a nonprofit organization, if you run one, if you work for a charitable one, or if you just want to know what Nonprofit Networkers is about, we're planning to do a round the room meeting where everybody gets to introduce themselves, everybody gets to say a little bit about what their organization does. And I am going to ask everybody to fill out a form, because that helps put together a community resource directory, which I get called for, like, different organizations, and the phone calls that we get at the chamber office just are different every day.
Sure.
But it is typically somebody looking for a service or for a business. So this is going to help out my office tremendously, and it'll help us be able to make referrals to the right organizations.
Nice.
So we're excited about that. Besides nonprofit networkers being on April 3rd, we have another after hours planned for April 4th, which is Thursday. This one is after hours from 4 to 6 at the Winery at Wilcox. And Winery at Wilcox is a good partner of ours, as they are a lot of other businesses in the community. And I'm pretty sure they have a couple new wines, which I would like to try. So they offer tastings at their events, so that's always exciting to me.
Jody makes that announcement with a little smile on her face.
Yes, for sure, for sure. And then, you know, I hate to bring this up already, but it's the first day of fishing, because the first day of fishing, it normally rains all day. So I kind of, like, I'm excited about it.
Or it's really
it.
Cold.
Yes, yeah. So that would be Saturday, April 6th. And then our Lions Club is having the AMBA Wellness Screening on April 13th, which is the following Saturday. You do have to make an appointment for that. So if you need to get regular labs done, make sure you follow our Facebook page or the Lions Club Facebook page. And if you forget, call the Chamber. I have all the details.
Okay. And Jody, with Easter approaching here, is the chamber office going to be closed a couple of days around Easter?
You know what? Sometimes we are, because Good Friday is considered the day off for us. But Morgan has decided she's going to work Friday. Oh. I'm going to take Friday off, and I'm going to work Monday, and she's going to take Monday off.
So you've got it covered.
We have it covered.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, good to get that information in. Thank you for the update. We appreciate it.
Thanks.